Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show with hosts Phil Huff and Carrie Logan today. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Phil. Nice to be here again.
Yeah, I think Julie's still trying to chase that eternal fish in Argentina.
She's still beating that water with that fly.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing for her, and it's fun for us to do this a couple weeks. Now, you're not going to be around next week.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I think Jack's going to be able to join me next week. At least that's what I'm looking forward to.
Who's coming in next week as a guest?
We're going to have Bart George from the Kalispell Tribe. He's a wildlife biologist. He's going to talk about the caribou recovery project they're doing, where they're collecting lichen and collecting pregnant caribou and trying to
nurture them
in a pen with a big food supply. But it takes tons and tons of lichen to feed a pregnant, hungry caribou.
Yeah. And then we'll have a lichen shortage.
Yeah, no? But well, they grow very slowly.
It's like shrimp at the lake.
And actually, I think there's some guidelines on the permit, the collection permit, about dispersing it out so it's not all heavily denuded of lichen in one area.
Lichen is really pretty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kept Lewis and Clark alive.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the natives made them into cakes. You can press them into cakes, cook them over a fire, and they're highly nutritious, high in vitamin C.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. The things you learn on The Morning Show.
Whoa. We're cooking some lichen.
That sounds like a lovely treat. Yeah.
I know. A lichen fest. Lichen festa.
Yeah.
I'm liking this idea.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fun show this morning. After this, we're going to be far less on education and more on fun.
This is the segue.
The emphasis on fun. We have Kate McAllister from the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce with us.
Hello.
This morning. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
And Dick Krismar.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about Winter Carnival.
Ta-da!
What could be more fun, right?
That's right. And today is
Mardi Gras.
Start of Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any connection between our celebration of Winter Carnival and the Carnival that some of the Caribbean...
This is where you make up a story, Kate.
No.
Yes.
No. Well, we used to have Mardi Gras here. Kathleen Bordenave did it. And then the Follies would be at the end of Mardi Gras. But we don't have Mardi Gras, but we still have the Follies.
Mm. Yeah. So where did the whole idea of Winter Carnival begin?
You know, my husband, who's really old, love you, honey, has been here since 1973 or 4. And he said, because I tried to get as much information as I could, that Shirley Hammack was one of the people who started it. She kind of, Dave said, well, for lack of a better term, sort of did a lot of marketing. And I think it was just a way to celebrate winter and have fun. And, you know, it used to be in January. So that's really, it was just a way for everybody to.
And that was here in Sandpoint how long ago?
Started in 1973.
Okay.
And then in 1978, my husband drove the Schweitzer float.
I knew I liked him.
Because he worked up there.
Who hasn't?
He was a hippie forester. He drove the flatbed with hay on it for the Rude Boys.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he was one of the Rude Boys, too. So they,
But now Sandpoint imported it from somewhere. Winter carnivals have been celebrated throughout the world, a midwinter celebration. Yeah. Return of light and joy and get out and do something rather than stay inside. We talked last week a lot about mental health this time of year the importance really of getting out, because your body's going through with the daylight increasing biochemical changes, and it's really important to release that energy. So Winter Carnival seems a natural worldwide.
I don't know how long McCall's has been going on, but you know, I lived in Boise for quite a while, and it's pretty huge up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still have sculptures and they have, you know, things like that. And we did have sculptures in the beginning. And in fact, Dave said Norm Smith, Jeff Detzer, and Miles Haugen were actually three guys here that were world champion ice sculptors. And they would go down to McCall and other competitions around the United States and they would win. And so we used to have it here, but climate change maybe. But we just don't have, we can't keep the snow.
I don't know that McCall can keep the snow. I was down there last year when they were having their winter carnival.
Right.
And I know that they had trucked in some snow from up in the mountains to do the sculptures.
And that gets
town.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved here in 89, winter sculpture part of the event was still going on. And there would be years after that where there would be sufficient snow on the street. But other years, they did truck it down.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, that's a pretty cool event.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
A lot of time on your hands in the winter. I think that's what it boils down to.
So when it first started, it wasn't in February, though. It was in January, wasn't it?
It was in January. And then, I don't know when it was, but pretty soon it started to have the usual January thaw. So the old joke was, oh, it must be Winter Carnival. It's raining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would rain. And then so about, oh my gosh, I can't even remember, probably about 6 years ago, the Winter Carnival team, we all got together and said, you know, let's move it for two reasons. One, historically, it's colder in February, and hopefully we can retain some of the snow. And two, that is when, starting President's Weekend, that's Seattle's winter break.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a captive audience that was going to be here and up at Schweitzer, and so we said, hey, let's move it.
So it worked better for both weather and, mm-hmm. and timing for visitors.
Yeah. And we're going to get snow tonight. So, hey.
Yeah.
I ordered it. What's his name?
Do you see that grin? Do you see the grin on my face?
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah, but you're the only ones with snow anyway. So
we are. Yeah. We are the one of the only places with snow this winter.
So let's talk about that, because it seems like the last 6 years, this is not unusual. We get now a February thaw and the ground around here is pretty bare, but up at Schweitzer, there's some good snow. And
yeah.
So is this a trend you project moving it into March for yet better snow?
Oh, my gosh.
No. If it goes to March, it's going to be full-on St. Patrick's Day. So I'm just saying we're not gonna do winter. It'll be, you know, drinking competitions.
Yeah. So you've mentioned a couple changes, changing dates, and the loss of ice sculpture, snow sculpturing because of unpredictability that way. Mm-hmm. What else has changed over the years with the carnival?
Well, the parade used to be bigger, apparently. They used to have grand marshals, like I think Margot Hemingway and Ben Stein, and they used to have the hat, the world's longest stocking cap, that is now resides in the historical museum. So I think they're... For whatever reason, maybe there just wasn't, maybe it's before video games, huh? Or technology. Yeah. So more people wanted to play and be a part of it. And businesses change, because really the way the Winter Carnival works is we have the usual suspects, Trinity, McDuff's, 219. We all get together and we kind of plan out what we're going to do for these. In Schweitzer, we plan out what we're going to do for these 2 weeks. And every business then takes on whatever thing that they want to do. And the chamber basically just coordinates it and promotes it and keeps everybody on track. And it was that the bid would do all the parade and stuff like that. But since we don't have a bid, then it fell to the chamber, and we're happy to do that. The only difference is chamber doesn't have money, so we had to get sponsors to permit the parade this year. But people came forward, and every time we say, well, maybe we shouldn't have a parade, then people go, no, we have to have a parade. And we have people to watch it, but it's difficult to get people to participate. And really, it's just a crazy, weird little parade. I mean, you put lights on yourself and can carry your business's banner or your own personal banner. It's free to be in it. And, you know, it's about a 20-minute walk, and that's about it.
So if I want to be in the parade, do I just show up and I can be in the parade?
Well, we'd like to know about it for staging purposes, because we do have to permit it. So we have to go by all the rules and regulations. So if you call the chamber and say, hey, I want to be in the parade, like the Angels Over Sandpoint march with a banner, and we'll have Smokey the Bear and a log truck. And so it's free to participate, and you just let us know that you want to be in it. And we have trophies for best themed march and best group and best nonprofit, and the best winner so far since we've been doing it, the chamber, is a young man named Autry. When he owned Bonner Cab, he glued every sort of lighting apparatus lamp to his taxi cab and lit them all up. It was hilarious.
So what if somebody, if there's a group out there listening who wants to participate in the parade, who do they contact?
They need to contact the chamber. Contact Ricky at 263-2161, 263-2161, and yeah.
And so it's coming right up. What's the deadline to enter?
Well, the deadline was Friday, but...
You'll take a late entry, too.
It is Sandpoint. So, you know, we kind of all of a sudden go, wait a minute, I want to be in the parade. And so that's all right. I mean, we understand that. And we will start staging at the city parking lot about between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. So if you're going to be in it, we'd like you to be there then. The parade starts at 5:30. We're done by 6.
Yeah.
And then we end up back at the city parking lot. And then we'll head over to 3rd Street will be blocked off in between 3rd and Cedar, right by Pondere Winery. And we'll go there and watch some dancers and karate kids and give away the prizes for the parade.
Gypsy Divas, the Allegro Dance Studio, and Sandpoint Karate.
Yeah. It sounds quite
so
quite
is there
a lot
fire?
Of fun.
Does anybody do fire stuff?
Yeah, they're going to do fire stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's pretty cool when they do that.
I know, right? Yeah.
So the whole concept, the whole plan for the week is a combination of the chamber and various businesses.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You know, like, well, with Schweitzer, Schweitzer's our biggest partner. And so the great thing is the past, this is second year. Usually we try to revolve everything around the two weekends that Schweitzer had. And so a couple years ago, Schweitzer said, hey, we're going to really focus on one weekend, the President's Weekend. And so that opened it up for Justin, Dick, and Mac Dybel to go, hey, let's start a weird, wonderful pub crawl. And so last year there were 9 bars that participated. This year there's 15. You can go on Eventbrite and participate. So every location has to have a weird beer and a wonderful beer. So like one weird beer is a chocolate macaroon quince. Yuck. Anyway,
quince.
Beer.
Chocolate macaroon quince.
I don't know.
It's I think that would qualify as weird.
Yeah, definitely.
Weird, right? Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I'd have to try that just.
Yeah, just to know. Yeah.
So Dick, tell us a little bit about Schweitzer and Schweitzer's involvement with the Winter Carnival.
Oh, well, see, see, winter is really exciting for us, obviously. So I think we're the one anomaly in the area in the sense that we thrive on everything cold and frosty. And so we try to remind people that you live in a part of the world where we have winter and winter lasts. And sometimes it gets gray and really horrible. So you need to find ways to enjoy that. So for us, obviously, the push all winter long, get up on the mountain, learn how to ski, make the most of where you live. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just, you know, taking up Nordic skiing or snowshoeing, still getting out and enjoying this community that we're in. What we love about Winter Carnival is that it's like, yeah, people, guess what? Get outside. Winter, we're not over yet. We still got a good 2 solid months of the season. So don't hide away. You go stir crazy. It's a mental game for sure.
Shacky wacky.
Shacky wacky. So get outside and get a chance to enjoy it. I think for Schweitzer also, we see a very, very, Sandpoint's, it's a lake town that has a ski resort. We're kind of excited that during Winter Carnival, we get to be, you know,
top dog
for a little bit, mm-hmm. And to share in this experience. And, you know, so many of our guests who come up to the mountain are spending time in Sandpoint. They're eating mm-hmm. at the restaurants. They lodge in town rather than up with us, which is great because everybody who's Schweitzer is Sandpoint. So it's a very symbiotic relationship that way. So for us to celebrate Winter Carnival, we're a little weird. We're very wonderful. So we fit right in with the theme.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be a part.
And so this pegs well with President's Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. It's really good for our guests. I know those of you who are intimately familiar with Schweitzer know that at 9 o'clock, it's pretty quiet up there. So a lot of our guests like the opportunity to be in town where there's more animation and there's more things going on. So President's weekend, big holiday weekend. We do see a lot of people coming over from Seattle, second homeowners from Spokane, people mm-hmm. who want to come and spend the weekend up here. So we have on Sunday, we're going to have our Let It Glow. It's sponsored by Coca-Cola, the Let It Glow Torchlight Parade and Fireworks, which is the second of our 2 big fireworks shows during the season. Hopefully this one we won't have the same weather issues that we had in January. That was so ridiculous.
Yeah, fog and
so
fire,
ridiculous.
Fireworks and fog.
They did not.
I was
set up to take pictures because I'm weak on photography and I was trying to learn how to take pictures of the fireworks and I was set in place and everything was great and then the fog set in and I was like, soul destroying. So hopefully in this over the 18th that won't be the case. So that's going to happen, and we've got a lot of great live music that's going to be going on at the mountain as well. Some really great local bands. Saturday night the Rub will be there, and then Maya Kohal. So if you make it through the Rub and then you can celebrate through Maya Kohal, you're trooper. Awesome.
And so
it'll be a big night.
The focus for Schweitzer is this coming weekend. Other events going on after that?
Yes, we've got a huge list of things from an extra session of Twilight Skiing on the 18th. There's kids activities. There's the live music that I mentioned. There's just all kinds of almost too much to mention. So the best thing to do is honestly check the Schweitzer.com website on the event calendar. We have a full listing of everything that's happening in Sandpoint for the Sandpoint's stuff. And then we've also got a full listing of what's happening on the mountain. Yeah, Kate's pointing out the final Starlight Party. That is a blast.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I want to run through each of the events in a bit here, but you know, getting the general lay of the land. Is the Winter Olympics going to help the carnival by getting people enthused about winter? or are people going to be at home watching TV, or is it a mix?
Honestly, I think it's a mix too. I agree with Carrie. I think what's really cool is that the events right now, for example, with the half pipe, there's Chloe Kim who just won.
Mm-hmm.
She's 17 and amazing, and really that inspires kids. Unfortunately, we don't have a half pipe at Schweitzer, but we've got an incredible terrain park and a great crew of guys and gals who are passionate about that kind of play. So I definitely think the Olympics is going to inspire people to do that. I myself would like to become a speed skater now that I've been.
I want to be a curler.
Did you see our parking lot crew?
Who did
what? Did you see the video from our parking lot crew?
Yes.
I have to give a shout out to them. Those guys are amazing. And last week, opening day of the Olympics, they did car curling in the parking lot. And we caught it on video. And actually, rumor has it was on national NBC, aired it yesterday.
Is it posted up somewhere on the website?
It's on Twitter, Schweitzer's Twitter page. It's on Facebook. It's on all of our social media. It was hilarious. The boys car curled everybody into their parking spots on that morning, which is phenomenal. Pretty funny.
And there is an opportunity to learn to curl down at Frontier Ice Place in Coeur d'Alene on March 19th, I think it is.
And I'll be in New Orleans.
Yeah, all of our Canadian siblings will be very happy with us if we figure out a curl.
So no Margot Hemingway this year? Tell us, there's got to be a story behind that.
I have no idea what it was. I just asked people, probably somebody here knew her. Idaho's pretty small.
Yeah. She was connected to Sandpoint some way, and I can't remember.
Right. Ben Stein
was like
also
a counselor or somebody was around here that she knew or something like that.
Do you have a grand marshal this year?
No. You.
Taking applications now.
Oh, boy.
No, we got to find somebody famous. We got to find somebody. No, we don't. Maybe I'll just call Vigo.
There you go.
Hey, you want to...
Like, what are you doing for half an hour?
Leave from Brazil? Right. Yeah. We only need you for 30 minutes, man.
I think you should ask Tom Chaffee. I think Tom would make an excellent...
Yeah.
Excellent marshal. There you go, Tom. If you're listening, just roped you in. Yeah.
Right. I saw him dressed up Saturday night in a tie and a suit jacket.
It's hard for us ski people to get dressed up.
Yeah.
I mean, because literally for dressed up for me means I took a shower and put on a clean puppy. So
that qualifies you for being
and thank you for doing
it. Yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah. That's so fantastic.
You are very welcome. Every time I get invited someplace fancy, it's scary. That's the beautiful thing about Winter Carnival is it's such a casual, happy event. So we all get to play and even get your dog dressed up.
In addition to Schweitzer's participation, who's your big sponsor this year for Winter Carnival events? I saw on the website Washington Trust Bank.
Washington Trust, Finn and McDonald, McDuff's, Trinity. We have
the 219.
The 219. Yes. Oh my gosh, them. We can't forget Mel because he would shoot me.
I know people who have
Sandpoint Shopping District.
They planned their vacation of President's Week around the 219 party.
Oh right, yeah, That's always fun. I have friends, though, that it was started just by some locals, right? And they really loved it at 219. They'd go into the 219, and everybody would count down to 219 and then take a shot and leave.
On February 19th.
Yeah, on February 19th. And so now it's become too big a deal, and these people are like, I'm not going anymore. It was our idea. I'm like, we started a tradition. What's the deal?
It was my tradition. I didn't want anybody else there.
I didn't want anybody else.
Yogi Bear is nobody goes there anymore. It's too busy. The line's too long.
Exactly.
So I was noticing on Friday night there's other stuff going on too. Do we want to talk about that right now, or what's your pleasure, Mr. Phil?
Well, you know, I think we should talk a little bit in detail about the parade because things are changing. So it's not to confuse people. And of course, we can follow up with the after party work. But the parade's changing this year because the streets have changed.
Yes. So had to go to the permit meeting last week, and both the chiefs, fire, and police were like, "Okay, it's not a very big parade." Wah wah wah. And so we can't go down First and Cedar because it's going to be too much. And quite frankly, we can't afford that. It's very expensive if you don't know that. So we will just basically do a little rectangle. We'll turn left out of the parking lot on Church, go to Second, go to Oak, go down to Fourth, turn left, come back up to the parking lot.
So it'd be the inner loop, not
inner
the outer loop.
The inner loop
of Sandpoint.
Yeah. So if you're used to standing outside of Baxter's or IPA or iCars, there's a theme here.
Right. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah, you're going to have to go in inside.
You can still do it.
You can still. You can stand in front of the Daily Bee.
You could go out the back door of IPA.
Or
you
could, Wells.
Or Farman yeah. Park.
Or Farman Park.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Yeah. Connie's.
Connie's. You can sit on the deck.
Yeah. And it starts promptly at 5:30?
Well, you know, it's like a wedding. Sandpoint prop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 5:30-ish. Okay. Right.
Anything set up along the way? Any hot chocolate stations or anything like that?
I know Understory was going. They're going to have a couple of fire pits and some s'mores if you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to go there and have some, and then.
But there'll be a block off the main drag now.
Okay? Right.
So.
Right. Well, we told them that because they had planned their little fire pit thing before the permitting meeting, and then so I had to let them know that. You might want to move it, or we'll send people your way. And because again, we'll end up at right by Pondere Winery. And
So tell us what happens at Pondere Winery. As I recall, there had been big events, but then last year, I don't think there was any.
The last couple of years, there haven't been any. And then now, Jim Bopp and Kylie Presta are the new owners. And so they were very excited about, hey, let's do some stuff. We want to do. And so in part of the permitting, we blocked off that portion of the street just off Cedar. And so they're going to have, like Carrie said, the Gypsy Divas and a couple fire dancers, the Allegro dancers and the little karate kids. And I think they might have some music, too. And then Selkirk Volunteer Firefighters will have a fire pit for us right there. And when the parade is done, then I'll go over and we will announce who the winners of our little trophies were.
And there was a woman dangling from some rope doing a gymnastic thing for a couple of years there. Aerial acrobatic event.
Chantel Whitley.
Right. She did that. And I think they asked her, but I don't know if she was busy that weekend or to bring that back. Yeah, that was quite the feat to bring that crane in. And
lots of lights and pageantry and color. It was very festive.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is the parade of lights.
That event is so great, too, because, again, all of our neighbors have been hiding inside all winter long, and it's just so nice to get out and run into everybody on the street like that. It's it's really, in the summertime, we get really used to seeing everyone out and about on our bikes or walking around town at the farmer's market. This event, the one thing I like just as a citizen of Sandpoint is to be able to head over there and run into everybody, everybody's kids.
Right.
Kids love it too.
Yeah,
kids
absolutely.
Love parades and get outside and I think see a fire.
Yeah, Creations will be there to do some face painting, and so it'll be very at the winery after the parade, so it'll be very friendly.
The most important question of all, will there be a booth set up outside by the winery?
A booth?
A wine booth?
Cold mulled wine.
I believe you can go out on the patio at the winery and, have an adult beverage or four. Sure, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Well, let's take a short musical break here. For those who are new to Winter Carnival, Frank Zappa has a little bit of advice for us.
Oh, dear.
And then we'll be back. Oh, dear. Be safe.
It's
be
weird
nice,
and
Kate.
Wonderful, Kate.
Frank Zappa with some really good advice that I think Kate and Dig are taking to heart here in the studio.
It's my motto for life.
Right.
It seems so fundamental. And yet, some of those things we were talking about being, some of us here being mothers before the show.
Right, yeah.
Even the fundamental stuff bears repeating.
Yeah, well, who knew you could eat lichen?
I did not.
Right.
No, I do.
Now we're going to have a festival.
Yeah. So welcome back. If you missed the first part of the hour here, we're in the studio talking Winter Carnival with my co-host today, Carrie Logan, Dig Krismer from Schweitzer, and Kate McAllister, president of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. And we were lamenting a little bit, and it bears, I think, a mention of the events gone by, the ones that we no longer have for various reasons. And Kate, do you want to launch us through some of those?
Well, we had ski drawing for a while. And we got that from Whitefish, but Whitefish, they use the old abandoned airstrip, so they had a lot more room, and we used our... They wouldn't let us use the downtown streets like they do in Colorado and stuff, because the state owned the streets, so we did it out at the fairgrounds, and it was kind of a shorter run, but...
So for those who are new to the area, ski joring is what?
Is a horse pulling a skier with a rope. That's what it is. It's very entertaining.
It sounds a lot like holding on to the back end of a car on mm-hmm. your skateboard.
Like hooky bobbing, right?
Hooky bobbing. Yeah.
No, I remember going to it. It was absolutely a wild and wacky and fun event.
It was, yeah. The ski jump, the one thing that I remember is they had two jumps in the middle of the arena. And if you saw it from the booth side, the announcing booth, you would see that one of the jumps had a little hole in it, and that's where they kept their beer. The people who, but it was also in January. Yeah.
Scott Bartsdale used to train for that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was.
And so did we lose sight of people willing to do this?
Well, we did. It was difficult because, that was when we still had it in January. And so it was sloppy, wet snow. And it was difficult to get people out to do it. The chamber side of it was that we organized the event and, you know, did all the promotion and everything. And then the Matt Smart, mm-hmm. He was the organizer with the horses. And it just became a little bit difficult to get more people to participate. And, I mean, when I saw those horses run, I don't know that I would let my horse do it. But people won money, and it so still was just, a lot of fun.
If it's just a question of snow, maybe that could move up to Schweitzer. Can't you imagine horses galloping all over the ski slope?
Matt Smart, who runs the art concession, he's very busy in the winter with teaching.
Oh, so these
are great questions. I think this is where you need to remind the community this is your event.
Right. Yeah.
This is your opportunity to suggest to either the chamber or other organizations, hey, we really want to get involved, and hey, we really want to find a way. You know, something I see from the Schweitzer, and is a lot of people are like, what can we do to help, increase visitation in the winter months in town? And it's like, well, here's a great opportunity. During Winter Carnival, get creative, come up with an idea, come up with a promotion, suggest it to Kate in the chamber, and be like, hey, this is what we'd like to do, and go from there.
So if you're listening and you hear an event that's gone by or can think of a new event, it's best to contact Kate sometime between now and next year, probably too late this year, and have it put on the radar.
Well, we start meeting in November. I put out a call to the usual suspects, and then, anybody's invited. Anybody is, if they have an idea. But the reality is they have to implement that idea.
All right.
Right. It's not, the only thing, again, that the chamber really does now is the parade. Yeah. And it's not a moneymaker for anybody. We just do it because it's awesome and fun, and we want to bring the community together. But
there's some great business partners in town, and there's some great people who have some really fun ideas. And I don't think that they may not be aware that they can approach Kate is extremely approachable. I don't know if anyone's aware of this. But go talk to Kate, talk to the chamber, be like, hey, we've got some ideas. Is this a possibility, or how can we get involved? Winter Carnival, what I love about it is its very standpoint. It's our event for us. Nobody else is in town except for our visitors who are coming in. It's a chance to showcase who we are and what we love.
What are some of the other events that have gone by? I remember a few years back, there was like a ski jump thing in town.
Oh, the Rail Jam.
Yeah. The Rail Jam.
Rail Jam was really, it brought in all the kids. And I really knew I was old when I would watch these 12-year-olds go on this steel metal thing, and I'd lose my mind. I'd be like, oh, somebody's going to die. But it became really cost prohibitive for us to do it. The last time it was almost $8,000 to have it in the street, and they had to, truck in snow. But Mountain Mafia does it, and it was a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work. That's when we would be there till 1 in the morning tearing it down, and so I personally am kind of happy I don't have to be there till 1 in the morning, but
yeah, a lot of work.
It was fun, though.
And it blocked off the city streets for a good bit of time, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
More disruptive.
But those events, it's not during Winter Carnival, but Schweitzer has the Stomp Games.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Which is a fantastic opportunity and for kids to come up and play, and it's not a rail jam, per se, but it's still a fun competition-type thing. Obviously, people can come up to the train park and play. Maybe that's something our train park crew should consider helping out next year, throwing other ideas out.
Right.
Who knows? There's always room for exploring.
Yeah.
Why don't we run sort of soup to nuts from the beginning to the end of Winter Carnival? What all's happening so we make sure we don't miss anything?
I have my 27 pages of information. Of course, it kicks off with the Parade of Lights this Friday at 5:30 downtown. Come and play. It'll be fabulous. Then the after parade party at Ponderay Winery with Gypsy Divas, Allegro Studio Dancers, Sandpoint Karate. Creations will be there to do face painting and have some other fun kid things. And I'm sure there'll be s'mores, etc. There's a fire pit in the street. Understory will have fire pits and s'mores. McDuff's Beer Hall will have Devin Wade. And then a new one that I didn't even see that was added. Oh, I need to shout out to Kiyoki, too. They've been so helpful since we've been down one employee. Evans Brothers is having a Chinese New Year party, which sounds very fun. That's always a party.
What year is this?
Is it the year of the dog? I don't. I was going to look that up, and I didn't.
I guess you have to go to Evans Brothers to find out.
Right, right. And it's a benefit for Underground Kindness and features Woods Wheatcroft art and DJ Mercury dance party. Dress up in red and gold sparkles. $5 donation at the door. Tom Petty tribute is going to be at the Panda.
These guys are so good. They played at Fall Fest over Labor Day weekend at Schweitzer Petty Fever. Amazing.
Yeah. That'll be at the Panada on that Friday night, the 16th. And doors open at 7 and the show starts at 8. There's live music at the 219 Herald's IGA, Ben and Katie. That's always all kinds of fun. And then Saturday the 17th, Schweitzer events all day long.
All day long.
All day long. And, of course, on Saturday, the 4th Annual Winter Carnival Cornhole Classic Tournament at McDuff's Beer Hall.
That gets a little competitive. I just want to put that out there, and it's awesome.
And that's a year-round sport.
I'm sorry, but I got to tell you, Mac Dybul has brought me the weirdest things, and that he knows exactly what will work. And so when he said, we're going to do cornhole, I'm like, okay, I watch South Park, and I don't, that's the only, what? Yeah, so I had no idea what it was, but it's huge. People come from Spokane, and he's also, one year at an Oktoberfest, he's like, we're going to do Hammerschlager. I'm like, what is that? He's like, well, you get a big stump, and you got a hammer, and you got a nail, and people pay a dollar to try and hit the nail into the wood. I'm like, well, that seems ridiculous. That'll never work.
I think that's in keeping with our heritage.
There was a line down the block for people to show their feats of strength.
Well, that's like the axe throwing at the turf hand. Have you seen that? That's like...
There's axe throwing at the turf hand?
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's in
cages. That's
a whole other conversation. It's caged axe throwing.
It is caged axe throwing, but it's axe throwing nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Well, that just blew my mind. Okay, cornhole, 4th annual. This is Saturday, the 17th. Also, there's a sleigh riding dinner and concert at Western Pleasure Guest Ranch. Jenna says there is still room, $65 per person. Will be wonderful. Maria Larson, who is a fabulous jazz artist, she's going to be there singing. Also on Saturday, the live music at McDuff's Beer Hall with the Other White Meat. From 6:30 to 9:30.
They're a great band.
They are a great band.
Mm. Yeah.
Dance, dance, dance.
Yep.
Well, everybody needs to dance. This is about getting out and being active, right?
That's right.
You can also go to the 219. The Beat Diggers are going to be there. I heard they're really, really good, too.
And Saturday night is also the night that we've got The Rub and Maya Cole Hall playing.
Yeah.
Not together. So you have The Rub first and then Maya Cole Hall.
Right. Who are The Rub?
The Rub is a really fun, crazy cover band. I'm not sure if the Coeur d'Alene or Spokane, but they have a following that's amazing. It's pretty festive.
Well, The great thing about our town, and I lived in Spokane for quite a while, live music every night here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have amazing musicians. Mm-hmm. And I remember in Spokane, if you went out on the weekend, you might find live music, but it was just a band, playing rock and roll. But here, it's every night. I mean, it's like, music.
I was at iCarts last night, and Truck Mills is Monday night, and he had... At one point, there were 9 other people playing. There were 3 horns.
Oh, the pickup night,
It was great. It was so good.
We are amazingly talented people.
That's what's wonderful about Winter Carnival here. There's stuff for the outdoor enthusiast, the outdoor voyeur, and for those who just want to stay inside, eat, drink, and listen to music.
That's right. Then Sunday, February 18th, we have the Let It Glow Night Parade and fireworks.
Yeah, and this, just a real quick shout out with this, it's a kid-friendly event in that families were able to pre-register online and the kids will ski down because we don't let them ski down with the on-fire torches in January.
What?
I'll attest to that personally. So this is a really great fun event for the kids because they get to ski down with these LED sticks.
Oh,
at this point, that is full. Right. There is a waiting list. And so, you know, if kids want to try and get on that waiting list, but regardless, it's super fun to watch the kids come down and get
so excited. It's full for participants. It's there's for endless participants. Room almost right.
Exactly.
For observers.
Watch that. And then that Sunday night, we've got two great bands. Again, Hawthorne Roots, which is a band out of Bozeman. They've been at Schweitzer a couple times this last year and this year, and they're fantastic. And then that evening, the Dodgy Mountain Men will be playing, and they're a great band. So definitely worth coming up for the fireworks right. and checking out the live music at Schweitzer on Sunday. And Twilight's Game. That's an extra session of Twilight's Game yeah. on Sunday night.
Well, Sunday all belongs to Schweitzer.
Sunday is Schweitzer.
And so while we're talking about this, some of the folks who might be coming up might not be skiers. And mm-hmm. so tell us a little bit about how best for people to get up, the options of driving versus shuttling.
Which is a great point. Parking, as we know, is prime and very sought after up at Schweitzer. Using the spot bus to connect with the Red Barn shuttle, it's $3 if you don't have a pass. It gets you up to the mountain, and then it's free. We'll let you come back down for free, which is great.
Because we're not putting you up for the night.
Thanks for leaving your money at the bar, now the home.
You gotta go home. Right. But something to that point, you know, if you're a non-skier, snowboarder, there's still opportunity for you to come up and enjoy that mountain environment. Foot passengers are welcome on the Great Escape Quad. It's $20 for a lift ticket. You can head up and have lunch and hang out at the Sky House. And then you're there for the afternoon and into the evening for the Torchlight Parade and the fireworks show. And again, it's winter. This is a great weekend to get out and try something different. Like if you haven't ever snowshoed, and maybe this might be the weekend to do it, we're going to have great conditions, which we've had all season long. If you're looking for snow to celebrate winter carnival, have it at Schweitzer.
And if you haven't been to the Sky House, oh man.
Yeah. Sky House is a gem. It really is a
gorgeous.
Gem. And it really is fantastic for, we have a lot of families and people come up who people don't, one of the family or group doesn't ski or a couple of them don't ski. They'll take a foot passenger ticket and hang out at the Sky House and they get to be a part of the whole experience. So.
Right.
Does Schweitzer rent snowshoes?
We sure do.
There you go.
Yeah, you can go up and go snowshoeing.
They rent
classic
everything.
And skate skis as well, so if you want to try that.
It's some wonderful trails for both.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Monday, February 19th.
219.
That's where I'll be. We leave the chamber. We go have a shot. That's where Andy will be. Yeah, of course. That's right. That's why I see him every year. Right. Also, events at Schweitzer all day. Tuesday the 20th, there's going to be Laughing Dog and Jalapenos beer pairing dinner at Jalapenos. Starts at 6:30. You need to call Jalapenos for reservations if you'd like to participate in that. That's 263-2995. Yeah.
It isn't that like National Margarita Day or something?
No, that's coming up.
Oh,
I haven't got there yet.
Don't want to jump too far ahead.
That's right. Wednesday, February 21st, there's the KPND Ski Party at Trinity at City Beach. Those are always fun.
Do they still do trivia?
McDuff's trivia?
No, the ski parties. They used to do trivia when Mike Dupre did it.
I think they ask you questions.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I haven't been to one in a while.
Trivia.
I know, right? there'll be Wine Down Wednesday at the 219. That's going to be a regular for Mel at the 219. Thursday, February 22nd, Dine Out for a Cause. Trinity at City Beach is going to host the Dine Out for a Cause from 4:30 till close, and it benefits the Bonner Community Food Bank, and that's always a great event. Thursday the 22nd is National Margarita Day.
There it is.
There you go, Phil.
Right. So stop by Jalapenos Restaurant. They'll have margarita specials. Friday the 23rd, the Beat Diggers will be at the Beer Hall again. Live music at the 219, the Dime Store Profits. Final Starlight Party, 007.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to be a Bond girl?
Talk about weird and wonderful. Yeah.
So tell us about the 007 party.
Starlight is our local race series every February, Friday nights in February, where those of us that think we're really competitive and Olympic-inspired go all out to prove that we're dominant in something that we haven't really ever been dominant in. And so the 007, this year's theme was James Bond. Last year, every year the themes are fantastic. So the final Starlight party, in order for your team to get points, everyone has to dress up in costume. So some of the names of the teams are very interesting this year, using the James Bond theme. We're the Octawussies. So
we're on radio.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. But so everyone will dress up in costume. And so, you know, we've been Googling everything possible with octopus-themed costumes.
Right.
All right.
That's what it's going to look like. And I'm not sure who the live music will be that night, but the public is welcome. Come on, you know, if that night you're looking for something a little off the wall, Come join us.
Yeah. I've seen photos.
Yeah. I got some good incriminating ones.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Saturday the 24th. This is something new, the Frozen 5K Run. It's going to start out at the Dover Barn. And this is sponsored by Pondery Winery. And it's a $5 entry fee. And then as you do the run, you pick up ingredients to make s'mores. And then when you get back to the barn, then there's going to be a place for you to, you know, a pit to roast your...
Yeah. Her husband, Bobber.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, Kylie's the one who put that together. And there'll be a Yeti at the barn.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
So, you know, Frozen 5K. Frozen 5K. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be...
The Abominable Snowman.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And that is the also the day, the 24th, when the Weird and Wonderful Winter Pub Crawl starts. You can go onto Facebook. It's on the Dine Around Facebook page. And find out more information, how you go to Eventbrite and sign up for that. And last year they had about 300 people, and they're expecting more this year. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of people in town.
That's really fun.
Yeah. Harold's IGA will be at the Beer Hall. International String Trio will be at the Panetta Theater. Concert at the Hive. Jeff Grady's always been great about having a concert during this time. Dirty Revival is a band from Portland. And they're supposed to be really, really good. There'll be a stand-up comedy at the 219. Morgan Preston featured Jonas Barnes and headliner Jessa Reed. And Jessa Reed was a housewife and homeschooling kids, trying to blend in with normal people. She had kind of a tough life, but that should be fun. Then right after that, they're going to have music with DJ Josh at the 219. And then Sunday, we kind of cap it off with our usual ending of the Winter Carnival, which has gained huge momentum, the Canine Keg Pull. And I remember when it was in the alley at iCards, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's huge. Chris Crocker from KXLY comes. And
talk about events where you get out and you know you're going to see people. And it's although it's winter, it's one of those outside social events.
Oh, my gosh. It is so much fun.
And my dogs are in training.
Yeah. Well, we had a dog. We had a dog in training, and it was so great. She was all prepared. We'd go down the street pulling stuff, but what we didn't prepare her for were the crowds. So when she got there, she just sat. She was like, I'm moving.
Right. It's worth mentioning that this is a benefit for the animal shelter.
Yes. So and there'll be coffee tasting at Evans Brothers.
But I've seen that parking lot lately, and it's just a mud puddle right now. Are they going to be trucking in slow?
I'm sure that they did in the alley when they did it in the alley. Yeah. But Jeff and the gang, they're always so great for this. And it's very, very exciting when the chihuahuas pull the beer can and, you know, the big dogs pull the keg, and it's pretty cute.
It is one of my favorite events of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's quite we have all kinds of things going on.
So there's no winter taste of Sandpoint any longer. It sounds like everybody's in the bars at the music, and it's just too competitive.
We really liked doing it, but it came down to it was the same 40 people that showed up every year. So we weren't gathering a new crowd. And so, you know, it kind of became an old event. And so the board of directors at the chamber said, let's just stop doing that. However, we might be reviving Taste of Sandpoint in April. That's craft beer month. So we...
that could be fun.
Yeah, are trying to plan a very high-end sort of thing happening at Trinity. Cocktail attire required.
Well, I'm out.
You're out. Yeah. Well, you could wear your finest cocktail Schweitzer outfit.
Or I one think of the 007.
Yeah, one of the James Bond outfits.
Right. And then we'll have beer pairing with two local breweries and two wineries. And we're going to kind of revive that, but in April.
We need to wrap this up pretty soon. Tell us, though, about the overall economic impact. We've talked a lot what this means culturally, socially to the community. I think from an identity standpoint, it's huge. But this does have an economic impact.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one thing that maybe people misunderstand is that everything that we do, especially with the chamber, whatever event it is, Winter Carnival or even our marathon, is that's why we do it, for the economic impact. And so our hotels are filled between Schweitzer and just people wanting to come for a, you know, staycation not too far away from home, because our biggest market is Spokane and Seattle during this time. And also, the chamber, half of the chamber does tourism, and we get a tourism grant with the state. This year we got $160,000. And the stipulation is I have to advertise outside of the area. And then when we do have an event, I have to prove that it brings in people from the outside before I can advertise. And so we've proven that Winter Carnival brings in a significant number of people from out of the area. And so we spend the grant spends about $5,000 in advertising. We put 3 weeks worth of ads in the Inlander about Winter Carnival. We have all the events. And then I do, we do about $1,000 worth of radio ads. And so that's kind of tourism's part, is we put in about $5,000 worth of advertising to get everybody here. And so, yeah, they, you know, people come stay and they shop and they eat in our restaurants. And so it ends up being great.
And honestly, for us at Schweitzer, what makes, yes, people come to ski and snowboard, but what makes them fall in love with the mountain and the area is the atmosphere and the culture of Sandpoint and the people who live here. And so when we can showcase to our guests that we have this kind of an event that's going on with so many different opportunities to get out and meet the people and really feel like you're a part of it, you know, a lot, we've seen a change. People like to go travel, but they want to really feel like they've learned something about the culture in which they're visiting.
Right.
And that's the same for us here.
Yeah, and they connect with something that, that brings them back, so they're repeat customers.
Exactly.
Well, it reminds me, you know, what was the movie with Chevy Chase, and they're in this little town, and it's like everybody, their visitors are coming in, and they all get together. It's like, okay, be good.
Yeah.
We got company coming, so let's just pretend we like each other, and we really get along, and then when it's over, we can go back to being good. Yeah.
Now you're back to our earlier mom talk, aren't you?
But that's what's so great about this. Yeah. Because like, when everybody, all the neighbors are out at the Canine Ken Pool, like, everybody is getting along. Everybody, we're all the same, regardless of where we're having a great time. Spectrum. You know, we're just happy to be here.
Any closing thoughts before we go?
Just... You know, really come out, as Dig has said a number of times, come out and enjoy it. Come out and see what we have to offer. If you're new to town, if, you know, you've never really experienced it. That's one thing about our town. Our town is about relationships, and it's about being together, and it's about having a good time. So, you know, bring the kids out. Enjoy where you live.
Yeah. And don't be late to the parade.
Don't be late to the parade, man, because you will miss it.
Blink your eyes and it'll be over.
That's right. And, you know, you can go on, you can buy all kinds of battery-operated lights and light it up.
Don't line up on First. Don't line up on Cedar. Come to the parking lot.
To the core. Right. Come to the parking lot. Well, yeah. And if you want to be in the parade, call the chamber, 263-2161.
Okay. Well, Kate and Dig, thank you for coming in this morning.
We've had
a wonderful time talking about Winter Carnival. We're going to take a short musical break here and listen to a song from Feist, who was born on this day in 1976.
Whoa.
And then we'll be back with the weather. It's good news for the mountain.
Yes.
Cautious news for the rest of us.
That's right.
And a little bit of the community calendar. So stay tuned.